Come, let us adore him. Well, come, let us adore him. You know, as I said earlier, over the past week, I haven't been able to get away from these words. Well, come, let us. Say us. Well, come, let us adore him. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. So let's begin again today, as we did last week, by reminding ourselves again of the words that announced the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." And I want you to hear this one, which will be to all people. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God on the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men." What's the message? God is now with us. God with us, which is good news to not just some people, not just a few people, not just the chosen few, but it is good news to all people. What does that say to us? God with us. It's talking about his presence. It's talking about his presence. You know, 4 o'clock this morning, the Lord kind of hijacked my message. I don't know how far we'll get into the message that I already prepared, but God kind of hijacked my message. He woke me up and he began to speak to me. Now, you know, most of you know that I'm not a great fan of the R word, and you know what I'm talking about when I say that. And the reason I'm not is because it's not a new covenant word. But I am a great fan of everything that people are talking about when they're talking about the R word, which is the life of God, the manifest presence of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, I believe in the new covenant. God is with us.
Yeah.
God is with us. God is with us. Hallelujah. His presence. He said, "My presence." You know, remember Moses? Moses had a real dilemma because God said, I don't think I'll be able to, my presence will be able to go with you anymore. I'll still be there, but you know, in the background, because up until that point, God's presence had been manifest to them every day and every night. In the pillar of cloud by day and in the pillar of fire by night. You just had to go out during the day and you saw the pillar of cloud and you knew God was with us. At night time, glory to God, you went out and there was a pillar of fire and you knew God is with us. And Moses said, "I'm sorry, God, but I don't think we'll be able to go on without your presence. If your presence isn't with us, we're no different from anybody else." It's all about his presence. God with us is all about his presence with us. Hallelujah. But you know, in the new covenant, Jesus said, "I will never leave you. I will come to you. And I will never leave you and I will never forsake you." So that tells you that his presence is always with us. But this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, well, let me just say, do you believe that the Holy Spirit is here right now?
Yes.
Do you believe the glory is here? Because if he's here, his glory is here.
Amen.
Do you believe Joe Mia is here this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is, whether you believe it or not. And this morning at 4 o'clock, God gave me 4 eyes. You know what 4 eyes? That used to be a nickname they used to call people who needed a little help with their vision. Mm-hmm. Needed a little help to see things. Well, he gave me 4 eyes in regards to his presence among us. And he said, here are 4 reactions that you can have to my presence. Because my presence is with you. My presence is always with you. My glory is here, right now, in this place. My glory fills the whole earth. And the first eye is this: you can ignore my presence. A lot of times people ignore because they're ignorant of, but some people who are not even ignorant any longer still ignore. Now, Joe's here this morning, but you can ignore his presence if you want. If you ever taught manners, you wouldn't do a thing like that. So you can ignore his presence if you want. And the next two kind of come together, involve and include. See, Joe's here, so you can. And once you realise that he's here, you can either involve and include him, or you can continue to ignore him. So you can give him a welcome and say, "Good to see you, Joe. So glad you're here. Have another cup of tea." Hallelujah. Don't you just sit there, I'll go get it for you. And Joe, this is an open time of worship in this place this morning. So Joe, if you have a prayer or a word or whatever, you just feel free to bring that. So we can involve and include him. We can ignore him. We can involve and include him. It's the same with it. We're talking about the presence of the Lord. We can ignore him, or we can involve and include him. And we say, well, you know, thank God you're here. Thank you, Lord, you're here. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. But then he said there's another stage that if you really want to experience his manifest presence every time you come together, which it should be the only... How did the church ever manage to continue to have church without the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit? I mean, that's an absolute, it's madness, it's craziness. He said, you can invite me to lead. Yes. You can ignore me, you can involve and include me, he said, or you can invite me to lead.
Amen.
Now, when people talk about the R word, really, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about a time when the Holy Spirit comes and takes the church back and begins to do what only He can do and begins to do what He knows is what needs to be done. And nobody's ever a loser in that one. Everybody's always blessed by that. You see, the reason I don't like the R word either is because people think that the R word comes and goes. At God's volition. That God is sovereign, and so He decides when it starts and He decides when it ends. But that is not what Scripture teaches us. That's an old covenant concept, but the new covenant is that He comes and He stays.
Yes.
He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, you shall receive power. He came and He's never left. He's never gone. So the same power that was available on the day of Pentecost is available to all of His people right now. As long as you don't ignore Him. And ignore His presence. Or even just go as far as involving and including Him. To be a part of our service. Our order of service. Or we can invite Him. We can invite Him to lead. Now God's not a God of disorder, you understand. Sometimes at that stage things can get a bit messy because people don't like their order being messed with. But God's not a God, He's not the author of confusion, but of peace. And the peace He's talking about is the shalom, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken, where everything that He has ordained to happen will happen.
Yeah.
Where everything that He has made available to everyone will be, you will have an opportunity to receive from Him. And you can expect your life to radically change because He's going to come and challenge some things that are totally out of sync and out of alignment with His perfect plan. For your life. But in His presence, oh come let us adore Him. We give you all the glory. I tell you, there is nothing but nothing but nothing. Now His presence is here. And you can experience His presence right now. I've already several times this morning I felt a real whoa. My spirit responding to His presence and tears flowing and all that good stuff that happens in His presence. Hallelujah. You know, people think when God says lift up your hands, it's a suggestion. Dance in my presence, it's a suggestion. No, He's saying this is the way to live life the way I intended it to be lived. Clap your hands, all you people. Good news to all people.
Amen.
I remember the first time I went to a Pentecostal meeting. I was a wee Presbyterian boy from the islands, not quite into the, you know, in the flow yet. I remember myself Katrina sitting in the back row, and the band was up the front, glory to God, and they were just leading in praise and worship, and every time I'd open my mouth to sing, I'd just, because the presence of God was just there. You'd try to go, I was a mess. And I realized, I looked around at all these people with their hands lifted high, and I thought, oh, is that the way you do it in Pentecostal churches? No, something happens when you lift up your hands to Him. Nothing that God asks you to do is ever without some fruit in your life when you bring obedience to what He has said. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I went, it was a big convention, a New Year convention. Remember, we're in this big school hall. And the praise and worship was going, I was feeling this heat in my feet. And I was like, and I found out later they had underfloor heating. I'd never heard of such a thing back then. I thought it was convection. I was like, I need to do this. I tell you, the first time my feet came off the floor, something broke loose in the inside of me. I was brought in church where you didn't dare move in the pew because it squeaked. Because we were the minister's family, we were the only ones with a cushion, so it wasn't quite so bad. It didn't squeak so bad. And here we are, we're dancing and rejoicing, and things are breaking loose.
Yeah.
Generational chains are breaking loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's all about His presence, God with us. I don't want to ignore His presence. I don't even want to just go as far as involving and including Him in our well-prepared, orchestrated order of service. I want His presence to come. I want to invite Him to come and to lead.
Yeah.
And to go on leading, not for a few weeks or a few months or a few years, but to go on taking us from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because it's all about His presence. God with us is talking about His presence. Hallelujah. You know, the most, Revelation chapter 3:20. I know it's used in evangelism by many people all over the place, but I tell you what, for me these are real. They contain some of the most, the saddest words in the whole of the New Covenant. Jesus speaking to His church in Laodicea says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus on the outside of His church, knocking on the door. He said, if anyone will open that door and invite me to come in, I will sit down with them. We will have covenant. We will have covenant fellowship with one another. We will share that covenant meal with one another. It's all about covenant. God is the God of covenants. And He's established a new covenant. He's established upon better promises than the old covenant. And it's good news to all people. It's no longer just good news to the Jewish people anymore. It's good news to all people. Oh, hallelujah. God with us. Good news to all people. God with us. It's all about His presence. Hallelujah. It's all about experiencing His covenant blessing. Because in that covenant He says, I am all that you will ever need me to be. I've declared myself to be all that you will ever need me to be. I am your righteousness. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your peace. I am everything to you. Come and receive. Come and fill up on everything that I have provided for you. Like Kirsty said, He's the everlasting Father. He's not the here one minute, gone the next Father. Even the very best natural fathers we had, one day they were gone. They were gone. But not Him. He's the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. I will not leave you as orphans. I will never, ever, ever abandon you and forsake you. I will not leave you as orphans. Hallelujah. Destitute. Why is so much of the church talking like they're destitute of a father? Fathers' primary responsibilities are to protect and to provide for his family.
Yeah.
We have an everlasting Father who will never stop protecting and providing for his family. He is with us. Mm-hmm. You can ignore that, go on ignoring that reality, or you can receive that as the absolute truth. The glory, I said it for years now, the glory is here. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. This morning the Lord reminded me of something that many years ago when we were meeting at Father's house over there in Stornoway. I had to run up the stairs for something during the service. And I saw a doorstop and I picked it up and the Lord said, go down there and tell them that they are doorstops. Mm-hmm. I thought, that sounds really encouraging, Lord. Go down there and tell them, he said, that they are doorstops. Show them this and tell them they are doorstops. See, what do you use a doorstop for? To keep a door shut? No, to keep a door open. He said, tell them they have doorstops in this town, in this island, in this community, and they're keeping the door open for my presence. So that many can come and experience my presence. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Doorstops. Keep the door open to His presence. Hallelujah. Like that many people looked that excited about that word that day. But see, that reality, somebody has, it's only good manners to hold the door open until everybody else gets in. And then you can come in. Hallelujah. Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Yeah. That was David's heart. That's the heart of the shepherd. If we have God's heart, Jesus' heart in us, we have the heart of a shepherd. He's never content as long as there's still one out there missing. He counts the sheep, and if there's one missing, he spends the whole night going out there looking until he gets that sheep and brings it home. And then he is ready to take his sleep and his rest. Come on. This is good news to all people. Last week I titled our message God with Us, but this I'm extending it this week and it's called God with Us Includes Them. Mm-hmm. Remember, religious tradition, which according to Jesus is the only thing that can render the Word of God ineffective, that religious tradition always kicks in when we stop moving forward following the leading of the Holy Spirit into the more of. Say the more of. Into the more of, not the more than, but the more of what God has already provided. Do you believe He's already provided everything? Do you believe the cross was more than sufficient for every part of your being, spirit, soul, and body?
Yeah.
Well, the Holy Spirit, when we invite Him, He comes to lead us into the more of what He's already provided. But that religious tradition will always have you falling back into an old covenant mindset that changes the emphasis from the good news of God with us to the not so good news of us with God. And it becomes all about performance. It becomes all about us doing all the right things to ensure that we're still, am I still okay with you, God? Well, I'm not really sure. There's a few things, a few bones of contention here I'd like to bring to your attention. The good news is God with us. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. My presence will go with you wherever you go. I will not leave you as orphans. I'm your everlasting Father. See, when that happens, it also dramatically changes our perspective regarding those who we don't consider to be a part of us. But I'm sorry. God with us is God with us. And there's no exclusions. God with us is good news to all people. Because God with us removes all the divisions created by the mentality of us and them. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 7 to 10 says that in Him we, say we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us. Say us. In all wisdom and understanding, having made known to us. Please don't ignore Him. Please understand, this is written to you. This is speaking to you. He wants His presence to come and make these things real in your life. Bring you more and more and deeper into the understanding of these things. The experience of these things. This is not religion we're talking about. We're talking about reality. A higher reality that exists anywhere else. The only reality that truly exists. He made, which He made to abound to us. I mean, listen to the language. He's not a Scrooge. He made to abound to us, to us, in all wisdom and understanding, having made known to us, the mystery of his will. Oh, Rabbi Shakam, according to him. Oh, come, let. You have to stop halfway through some of this. You just say, oh, come, let us adore him. Come on. You just got to stop and say, we give you all the glory. Come on. She was saying last week, if you don't stop singing that, they'll start calling you the singing pastor. I don't care! Hallelujah. Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might, I'm not wanting this, he might gather together in one. I remember doing a school of ministry several years ago in Father's house, and I couldn't get past that verse for about 6 weeks. That he might gather together in him, in one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. God's purpose, I want you to hear this, God's purpose, the Lord is my shepherd, hallelujah. God's purpose is all this to gather together in one. Who said that? He said it. Remember Jesus' mission statement in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord, he said, is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me. You know, why does he say that? Because in most places the poor would be the excluded.
Yeah.
The first people to hear that the Saviour had been born were shepherds. They weren't the most respected members of society. They smelled like sheep. The reason Jesus was born in a stable because these guys wouldn't have been allowed into the Holiday Inn. Some belligerent doorman would have said, not in here. Go until you've had a good bath. Hey, I hope we have a shower, then we might think about it, a change of clothes. To preach good news to the poor, he has sent me to heal the broken. He sent me to preach good news to the marginalized. He sent me to heal the broken heart. Broken hearts are the result of a broken relationship. Always. But Jesus came to reconcile us to our Heavenly Father and to one another. But first of all, to our Heavenly Father. And that's where your broken heart is healed.
That's right.
You know, there's so much division, so much fragmentation between people. There's not even a divisive agenda being fed by politicians and by the media between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. That's the spirit of this world. That's that demonic spirit that just seeks to divide people from one another. It doesn't matter whatever category you are in, you must resist the temptation. That's whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you must resist the temptation and the pressure to view others disapprovingly on the basis of what is and what always should be a personal choice. That's just a wee bonus for you. That's when I struggle with myself, and I'll be honest with you. Do not look disapprovingly at people, the us, at them over there. We've got to demolish every us and them. God with us is good news to all people. There's one thing that will stop you, that will keep you ignoring the presence of God, is pride. Because pride says, I don't need his presence. I don't need him. Now, you don't articulate it that way, because especially if you're a good Christian, I mean, that would sound ridiculous. We're not anti anything. We are always pro Jesus and pro people. Come on, because we have good news to all people. You can't be anti people and have good news for them. You've got to keep it to yourself. They don't deserve it. That's why he's the God of everlasting mercy. Where you don't get what you deserve. He's a God of all grace. You get what you don't deserve. Hallelujah. And it's abundant, super abundant. You know, even in the body of Christ, there can be an us and them attitude between different camps. And we're supposed to be the light of the world with the same anointing as Jesus. Come on. Remember last week the analogy of the torch with its batteries in the wrong way around? I was so blessed yesterday to see two of my grandchildren open their presents, and both of them got a torch. One got a Spider-Man torch, and the other one got a Paw Patrol torch. Next thing you know, the batteries are in, and they're bright and shining. Hallelujah. Jesus said that if the light that is in us is darkness, then how great is that darkness? We are the church. We are the redeemed. We are the blood washed. We are the sanctified. Hallelujah. Come on. But if we get things back to front, if we go back to an us and them mentality, if we go back even to an us with God mentality, the light goes out. As I said last week, and then we have to wait for another hour word. But no, we've got rechargeable batteries. We just need to keep plugging in. When we plug in, we plug into His presence. Jesus went out every morning, sometimes before everybody else had got up. Sometimes He stayed out all night. What did He do? He went out to spend time with His Father. What was He was plugging in. Yep. Between His phone was nearly out of battery the other day. I said, well, you need to do that. I did. He said, what's that? Every time I come near a place I can charge it, I plug it in. And very, very, very rarely does my phone ever run out of battery, because I always plug it in. Oh, but it's at 77%. I don't care. I'm going to plug it in. Five or so when I need it, I know it's charged. Yeah. Sometimes we run so empty on everything that God's provided for us because we haven't been plugging in. Mm-hmm. And our batteries, this light that we're supposed to be broadcasting out to the whole world, come on. It doesn't work. If the batteries are dud, or if they're in the wrong way around, even though we have every component part necessary, everything's already been done for us to shine brightly out there. Hallelujah. Come on. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, and give you a pat on the back and tell you how wonderful you are, know that they might glorify. We give Him all the glory. We give Him all the glory. We give Him all the glory. Christ the Lord. Why? Because He's our light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We plug in. He's the bulb. Hallelujah. And we plug in and we charge up. Glory to God, and the light begins to shine into the darkness. And darkness flees at the presence of light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, if we allow an us and them culture in the church between different camps of believers, then what hope does the world have? What hope does the world have if the church can't even stop fighting with each other? John chapter 13 verse 35, by this all will know. Who? All will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Well, I said this for years. I believe the Lord gave me this. If you can't reach people with love, then don't try anything else. There is no other way. Only love can reach people. So sometimes even brothers and sisters, you put out your hand and they'll ignore it. Well, they just missed a blessing. Amen. I remember a demonized man over in Stormy one day, and he was in a situation with all these Christians, and I thought, oh man, this could get interesting. So I walked straight over him and I stuck out my hand, and he took my hand, and he said, oh, what's that? What's that? And I saw all of the demonization just begin to flow out of his face. All of the anger and all of the stuff. He was full of alcohol, just all began to flow. There was another man, he was an evangelist. He came over later on, as he came over and he sat beside me. He said, when that man took my hand, something happened, I felt something happened. Just keep reaching out to people, keep reaching out to them. If love doesn't work, don't try anything else, don't try and beat them up or coerce them or anything else. Glory to God. Because only love can reach people. Only love. The good news to all people will be lost if we don't believe that reconciliation has already been made possible. So we can step out of an old covenant, us with God perspective, and we can step into a new covenant, God with us perspective, that always includes every them that sin has created. This is a word from heaven this morning. When God woke me this morning, he said, my presence will be with you. People can ignore my presence. And if they ignore my presence, they'll probably ignore my voice. Because they're not interested in hearing what I have to say. But this is as prophetic as it gets, folks. Because we believe, we want to see all of the people in these communities begin to acknowledge his presence. Mm-hmm. Begin to step into the fullness of what he's provided for them. Mm-hmm. We want to experience more and more and more of his presence, don't we? Hallelujah. But what did he say? Your doorstops. Your doorstops. You're there to keep the door open to my presence so that many can come and experience, so all can come. Hallelujah. John chapter 17, verse 20 to 23. Jesus praying to the Father. He says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe. That the world that he loved so much, that he gave his only begotten Son, that they might believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Hallelujah. Let the truth set you free. The glory that you've given me, I have given them. Who's them? That's us.
Right.
He was saying there is no more them. Scripture says that he that's joined to the Lord has become one spirit with him. There's not even as and them between him and us.
That's right.
He says, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Let us. He brought us into the us. Mm-hmm. Now, we are not God and we never will be. But we're part of the us. We're part of the us. That little baby that is so helpless and can't do anything for itself, as soon as it's born, it becomes part of the us. In any family, come on. Now, he's only a baby, he's useless, can't do a thing. All he does is break wind and throw up. But one day he'll be one of us. God, don't be so ridiculous. Immediately he's one of us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And if that child is raised properly and grows up to be everything that God planned it to be, he will always honour that which has gone before him. He will never think to himself to be better. But he'll know he's one of us. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on. All selfish ambition needs to get under our feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, if the R word breaks loose, I'm using the word, anyway. and it continues and it goes on till Jesus comes, it won't make us any better than the ones who had it before and lost it. It won't make us any better. Because the fact that they got it before us was a message to us that this is possible.
Yeah.
We're not in competition, we're only be the first ones who get it and keep it. Don't be so ridiculous! We'd never have heard of it if they hadn't been faithful and pushed through and laid hold upon the presence of God. Come on.
Right.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. I'm not here to criticize or condemn. I'm here to celebrate. And I'm here to honor everything that's gone before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I don't want to get anything in the way of us experiencing his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Not just some of the time, but all of the time. Hallelujah. I tell you, you start to honour the ones that have gone before, you'll feel his presence. You'll begin to experience his presence.
Right.
We live in a culture where old people are throwaway. You don't know, old people, in many other cultures of the world, the old people are the ones who are honoured and respected. Not even just among Christians. Come on, we get things so back to front. Once you get things back to front, it becomes us with God instead of God with us. We're the ones who show these old people how it's done. That mentality, I tell you, it's alive and kicking and it needs to die a day. Well, there's a man in the back who has been serving the Lord even probably longer than I've been in this here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got none but honour for him.
Yeah.
I don't know his whole story, I don't need it. The fact that he's still serving the Lord after all these years deserves nothing but honour and respect. Nothing but that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The glory you gave me, I have given them that they may be one just as we are one. I and them, and this is, I mean, Come on, some of you were, I'm not the best rapper, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about being one of these people with daft music, but I'm talking about wrapping presents and gifts. You know, I had more sellotape than anything else, more sellotape than paper or something. Used nearly a whole roll just to wrap a few gifts. But this is about as tight a package as you can get. The glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I and them, and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know. That who may know? That they may know? No, that the world may know. That you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. And I'm not going to go much further with this, or there's so much more to say, but I want us to get this message. It's not just God with us includes them. So many years ago, the Lord's going to highlight this for me, and I love it, and I still love to think about it. I love to meditate on it. I love to speak it out. I love the way Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that he has come that they.
Yeah.
He could have said to the disciples, hey guys, come on, I've got something awesome to share with you. What's that, Jesus? Well, I have come that you might have life. Have a superabundance of life, a more than enough life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe it, I receive it. No, he said, I've come that they. Who are they? They're the ones that everybody regards as them.
Yep.
I've come that they may have life and have it superabundantly. All of them that religion creates when we run with an us with God mentality. All of these people have already written off in the world because they're caught up in all kinds of craziness right now. And so we just write them off. You can't write anybody off that he's written in. One day, there will come a day, and the day is coming. And I don't believe it's all that far away, but it might be generations away, for all I know. Because I don't know all. Thank the Lord. And there will come a day when names will be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. But I want to tell you, right now they're written in.
That's right. Amen.
And it's not for you or me or any other human being to blot out that name. It's good news to all people.
Yeah.
It's good news to all people until they take their final breath. And that final breath contains a no to Jesus. But up until that point, this is good news to all people. All people. Jesus went on in his mission statement to say that he was anointed to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about those who are taken captive by the devil to do his will. Who are they taken captive by?
The devil
to do his will. The devil's will is always diametrically opposed to God's will. And so if God's will and purpose is to gather together in one, then the devil's will and purpose is to scatter and to divide and to separate people. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't rocket science. The anointing of the Holy Spirit comes to open the eyes of the blind. Last night I said, you gave me this four eyes, hallelujah, to help me see and understand. It's all about his presence, and it's all about us maintaining and keeping a door open. Nobody's coming. Well, that's okay. He's not just talking about a physical building. He's talking about a whole community. He's talking about where you live. We are here responsible to maintain an open door. But what if they get in there before us? That's the point. But I've got all these prophetic words. I want to be the top dog. Get out of here with that selfish ambition garbage. Get out of your feet.
Yeah.
Get back. Come on. God's heart is good news for all people. I got prophetic word once. It said I was one of God's little favourites. Well, so yeah, but so is everybody else. You know, children, they want to know who's the favourite, don't they? If kids are growing up, they all want to be the favourite. Why? Because that's the way children are. They're so selfish. It's unbelievable. That's why you need to train that selfishness out of them. So we just say it over and over again. You're all our favourites. There's no favourites. You're all our favourites. Hallelujah. Come on. Maybe some of them get released from something they've carried all their lives in that. Hallelujah. Come on. And it's great to know that you're favoured. But you're not favoured more than anybody else. Come on, hallelujah. Jesus, at the foot of the cross is level ground. And every little ounce of favour that you know you have just comes with responsibility to ensure that you bless everybody else.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit comes to open the eyes of the blind, to awaken us to the spiritual realities of God's heart and God's will and God's purpose. We can't reach them with love. We can't reach them. These thems that we've created, these thems that religion's created, these them, even that sin has created. For there's no us and them anymore. God's provided deliverance for everybody. But you know the only thing we've all ever been? Sinners. Some of us were more involved in sin than others. Some of us reached levels of debauchery beyond what others reached. But God demonstrated his love for us. For who? For us. In that while we were, while who? We. You can't, you don't look at, never look at another sinner, someone who's still a sinner. You might be the righteous of God right now. Hallelujah. But you never look at someone who's still a sinner and view them any different from you in the heart of God and in the eyes of God. God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still sinners, at that point, Jesus died for us. Oh, hallelujah. Not when we got it all together. Not when we got all our us with God's together. Okay, God, I'm ready to serve you. Now, here I am. I've sorted out all the issues. Get out of here. Not one person in here right now who still doesn't have issues. And God, in his mercy and his love and his grace, is working on you. He doesn't look at you with your eye. He looks at you as a finished product. Every man who sits down to make a sculpture, he doesn't say, oh, well, I think I'll make a hand today, but I've no idea what the rest is going to look like. No, he knows in his mind's eye. See, he is the potter. We are the clay. Hallelujah. He is the potter. He has that vision already of what. See, you know what? He wants you to look like Jesus.
Right.
He's conforming all of us to his image and his likeness. That's his will. That's the vision that he has. He wants all of us to walk around in our communities just like Jesus. Hallelujah. The same heart as him, knowing that they have the same anointing to do the same things. To heal all who are oppressed of the devil. To bring healing to them all. To do good and to heal all who are oppressed. He said that he's anointed to set at liberty those who are oppressed. We can't reach them with love. Don't try anything else. Just keep on loving them. Like they are part of us. Don't view them as them. View them as part of us, because at the cross God made that possible. Come on. Now, we're not universalists. But look, you need to view these people. What did Jesus say? I'll have to finish this. There's so much to say here. But I did want to say this as well. I believe this is that what we're talking about here right now is of great significance, because the prophetic declaration we've been given for 5782 2022 is the year of reconciliation. We need to catch this, folks. There is no us and there is no them in the heart of God. His desire is to gather together all in Christ as one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said, that's what's possible. Right until that person takes their last breath, and their last breath contains a no to that which has already been freely provided for them. I will guarantee you, your relationships with people will change when you begin to view them in that way. Jesus says, love those who are nice to you. Did he? He said, love your enemies. I've seen the power of that over and over and over again. When you do what God says, supernatural power is released. That is so radically transforming. People can still refuse. But it changes something. It changes something. It changes the dynamics completely. Oh, hallelujah. See, God gave me this years ago, but our relationship with him is not about mechanics. It's about dynamics. We sometimes we change it into mechanics. Do this, this, and this. I can tell you, I can teach you principles right here, right now. And I know these principles work. If you receive these principles that I teach you and I've taught for years in this church, and you take them and you try and mechanically get them to work, they will not work for you.
That's right.
And then you say, that Donnie Stewart's nothing but a beep, 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 you know? And I'll keep on loving you. Hallelujah. Bless those who curse you. I mean, I've had people phone me up and say, emails. You just say, I just love you anyway. And they go, you know, sometimes you get angry at that. And then they go off and they tell the next person, and you never guess what that person said to me. What did they say? They said they love me. Well, what's wrong with that? Diffused. If you gave them as good as they got, as they gave you, they'd run off and that. I said this and they said that, and everybody, then it was off on another disaster area. Battery's in the wrong way around. Light going out. Ding dong. Just another H word, another hypocrite to add to the list. Come on. Come on. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. It's much easier to love your enemies than it is to go on hating them. It's much easier to bless those that curse you than to curse them louder and stronger than they cursed you. It's much easier to do good to those who hate you than to try and hate them back. It's much easier to pray for those who persecute you and despitefully use you than it is to turn the big guns on them. Much easier. Because why? Because as soon as you determine to do what he said, the Holy Spirit comes and makes it possible. He gives you supernatural power and ability to do what he said. He never asks us to do anything on our own. I will not leave you alone. I will always be with you. I will be there so my glory will be your rear guard. I love what that says in Isaiah 58. His glory will be your rear guard. Glenn, when you don't try and fast so much that you pull you through a keyhole backwards, but you get involved in his fast. The fast that the Lord has chosen. Which is what? Which is to reach out to people as if they're part of us and not us in them. That's a bit of a paraphrase, you understand. Anyway, so let's stand up together. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lots more to do. Maybe we'll come back to this. Maybe we'll. Hallelujah. I think we will. His presence is here right now with us. Hallelujah. We're just going back right in right now, just back in another time of worship. And in this time of worship, please do not ignore the fact that he's here with us today. Maybe he's spoken to your life. Maybe he's put his finger. You know, when my mother used to call the doctor when we said we were sick, the first thing that doctor did was poke you where it hurt. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to know exactly what was going on. Why? So that he could try and bring some kind of healing to us. And if the Lord's poked you this morning, it's because he wants to heal you, not because he wants to cast you aside. There's power in forgiveness. There's power in releasing people. There's power in acknowledging and accepting that there's a lot of people out there who you could easily categorize as them. But that's not God's heart. God's heart is to bring them into the us. In fact, we'd have got there if we'd carried on. We don't support people in sinful pursuits of what they do. Don't be ridiculous. Jesus came to set sinners free. Hallelujah from that. Come on. Hallelujah. And that's the good news that we have. It's good news to all people that there's freedom from sin. There's freedom from addiction. There's freedom from whatever that addiction is. There's freedom for it. Hallelujah. It's already been purchased and provided for. That's why it's good news. Hallelujah. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you again for your presence with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here right now. Hallelujah. To bring it and to confirm your word with the accompanying signs and wonders. So we just want to say, Father, this morning, you alone are worthy. Amen. And we give you all the glory as we come and adore you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.